Yo, what up, street dogs? Eric Kim. Another thought. So, some random turbo thoughts in the mountain. So, I wonder if green tea is actually superior to coffee because the L-theanine caffeine hybrid, and also maybe it's better for Asians, East Asians. I mean, we've been drinking tea forever, whereas coffee is a more recent addition to our consumption diet. So, you know, coffee, Arabica coffee, comes from the Arab region, because you know, people from the Arab regions imported it from Ethiopia. I think Ethiopia is where they first discovered the first quote-unquote Arabica bean. Robusta was discovered a little later. And so people who are really into coffee, you know, everyone knows that Ethiopian coffee is the best. But anyways, so that's a random trip with that. Also, I think more people should just do videos or vlogs on their iPhone camera videos using the front-facing camera. So essentially, just hold one hand, extend your hand, you just talk to it. And even Kanye was like, the iPhone has the best camera, the best microphone in the world. Like, even I think on his Donda album or his Jesus is King album, a lot of his lyrics, he just recorded it on his iPhone Pro, whatever it may be. And so, and even one idea he had was all the videos and the, you know, content or the marketing, just to do everything on iPhone. And I think it's a great idea because it's essentially the best camera in the world in terms of all the engineers and the videos and stuff like that. And also we use our iPhones to view the media we create. I found that the GoPro is insanely useful, like, you know, put it on the head strap and stuff like that. But maybe people should start making more like GoPro-esque mounts for the iPhone. And also what I love is if you have the YouTube app on your phone, you can just shoot a video directly on your phone and upload it straight to YouTube rather than the whole cumbersome of stuff of a laptop. And I'm starting to discover more and more laptops like MacBook Pro kind of suck. Like, even my son Seneca, he likes to play with the laptop and play with the iPad or the iPhone. To look at photos and videos and stuff like that on the laptop is extremely cumbersome and annoying. Whereas the intuitiveness of using an iPhone or an iPad is much more satisfying. And so that's one thought. Another thought I had was, so, you know, currently here in Halong in the mountainside, it's funny because like Koreans call it like the Shigor, which is like countryside. You kind of imagine a farmer plowing fields super flat, but actually, to be more accurate, we're in the mountains, because you can look into the valley, think about the video game Starfield Valley or whatever, Stardew Valley. And something about being on top of a mountain, looking into a vista, is very calming, peaceful, relaxing, but also like kind of good for your eyes and your brains. I also have this theory that the longer your depth perception is, it's good for your mind and your brain, because the thing I don't like about being in the suburbs or even being in the city, everything is unnaturally flat, which is bad because your eyes have nowhere to wander. And I think it's part of human nature to desire to look at, you know, foliage, trees, different depth and stuff like that. And so, you know, even the new iPhone 14 Pro is out. It's like still $999. I think it's like the ultimate media creation device. I wonder if more people should just get iPhone Pro, whatever, shoot more photos and videos on it.